What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. High school football, week four here in the Mid-State. We are certainly going to feature some high school football coaches on this show. Joe and I are both very passionate about it, have covered it for a long time. And we say hello now to Josh Crouch. He's the head coach at Green Hill High School. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Doing fantastic. Last week, you know, you guys get the win. You're 3-0. You go to Summit High School. Tough place to play. Gives you a tough test. Having something like that early in your season, how does that prepare you for the rest of the way?
Yeah, you think Williamson County football, the environments in which they have on Friday nights, it's a huge event. The student section's awesome there, and the band was playing loud. You know, people were on the track sitting, and stands were full. And for us, being in that type of an environment, an away environment, we've got several sophomores on the offensive side of the ball, and for us to be clawing that game back and forth the entire time and not getting down, I think it was, it was good to see that our kids continue to fight no matter where the momentum was, and ultimately was able to pull out a really, really good win over a well-coached bunch Coach Coleman has over there at Summit.
Now, you know, you're obviously focused on the next game and the season that is now, but, you know, Green Hill is still a relatively new school. So what has that journey been like of building a program and establishing something there at Green Hill?
Well, it's the people here make it really easy. You know, we talk about culture and our traditions that we set early on, but really it's the people that are around us, and it goes from the admin to the support staff, goes all the way down to, you know, people that are our athletic director and EJ Wood, Lee Nation, and all the people that go in to put together a program. It's not just one person. It's not just, you know, one team. You've seen the success for our softball team and wrestling. Basketball was in the glass house this year. So was girls basketball. So I think overall athletically, it's just a school-wide sense of care and sense of community that kind of pushes us to create some traditions early on. And it makes it fun to come to work to every day. I know that.
We're talking to head football coach at Green Hill High School, Josh Crouch, who's done an outstanding job in the time he's been there. Coach, how often do you get confused with, like, I can't find you, I'm in Green Hills?
Yeah, no, yeah. My mom does still, yeah. Yeah, so she thought it was the Nashville one at first. But, yeah, we're trying to put it on the map and make sure it's the Mount Juliet. With one hill is what we say, one hill.
Very good. All right, you got a tough game. Wilson Central comes in tonight. You both are undefeated. What's the big challenge for tonight as you take on this Wildcat football team at Wilson Central?
Man, they're big. They've got a really, really good offensive line. They've got a great offensive line coach, and their head coach was an offensive line guy. And so they're really, really sound fundamentally in the box on both sides of the ball, and they're coached really well as far as the offensive line goes. And anytime the offensive line is good in high school football, right, in my opinion, that's the most important group. If you can get five of those guys playing well together, those are the guys that don't get a lot of attention, but those are the dudes that really make high school football go, is those five up front. And they've got a guy that I think is one of the better football players that I've seen in a long time, and Ethan Kimes. Does a lot of things, linebacker, running back, quarterback, tight end, receiver. He does everything. So we're going to have be focused in on what he can do and the different ways they use him in motions and sets to make sure that we're lined up sound and we're good defensively on our assignments.
Can you pinpoint why you guys got so good so fast? Because new schools aren't supposed to be good, you know, and you guys came out of the gate firing at all cylinders. Is there a rhyme or reason to this besides yourself?
Well, it's definitely not me. I think it's the kids that are around here. You look at the two programs that we predominantly pulled from was Mount Juliet, who has always been a really successful program. And I think our area is really, even down in the youth league, they really enjoy football. And they still you know, wake up on Saturdays and are really excited about watching football. And I think our kids, it's been a level of just professionalism early on with our kids and how we approach games and some of the things we do. But, you know, I think it speaks a little bit to our athletes that we have around our area and, you know, their families being able to put in the sacrifice it takes to be good.
I saw your tweets about Titans receiver Colton Dowell. What's your connection with him?
So I coached him at Wilson Central. His freshman class was my second year there. I was a freshman head coach my first year in 2012. And that was his next year, 2013, was his first year there. He was with my freshman class there. And then after that first year of the freshman head coach, I moved up to varsity wide receivers and cornerbacks. And Colton was our starting wide receiver. So I had coached Colton for 4 years in high school. And then I moved over to the defense coordinator role his senior year and still helped out with wide receiver. So him and Devin High and some of those guys that went on to play some college football were guys that Brad Deadman and I had. And even our offense coordinator now, Zach White, he was the offense coordinator there whenever Colton was at Wilson Central. So I got lucky to know Chris Dowell and Tracy Dowell, both of them. Chris was the fire chief in Lebanon for a long time. Tracy's a elementary school teacher. She's now in real estate now. But Colton, we knew him, man, watching him at Southside. They had, before, you know, you could kind of keep up with elementary or middle school football, they had a class that was like no other at Southside. So shout out to the Southside Saints over there. Yeah. They had a great 3 years. And then they came over to Wilson Central and then ended up having a really good career for us for 4 years.
What's it? We had Walt Wills on, head coach at Eastern Kentucky yesterday, talking about his player Matt Jackson made the Titans roster. And we asked him about what's that excitement for. He said, it's hard to put into words. When you saw that Colton made an NFL team, what was that like for you?
Man, I think I just felt gratitude. And, you know, for me, I didn't put in the work to get, you know, what he deserved. Like, I had nothing to do with his, you know, his part of getting drafted and all that. The only thing I tried to show him is hard work and love. I played college receiver, and I think as a young coach, I was able to get out there with him, and you know, really, and he wanted to be great. So, just seeing a kid that you have a relationship with and a family that is with Colby, even his brother, and his brother competes in bodybuilding competitions, and that whole family is just a super competitive group. But not only for them, you know, for Colton, but they are ones that, you know, they give the shirt off people's back for them. You know, whenever I seen him get drafted, I know immediately, like, I was just thankful. And I thought that, you know, God believes – I believe that God does things for good people. Colton's definitely a good person, and he deserves that shot.
Well, Coach, best of luck tonight. I know it's a big one for you, but appreciate you taking the time this morning to come on with us.
Yeah, man, I appreciate y'all giving the opportunity. Joe, you got to stop by sometimes, man. Let me know next time you're here.
I will do that, Coach. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank y'all.
No doubt. Thanks, Coach. Josh Crouch joining us, head coach, Green Hill High School.
Done a great job.
He has. I mean, look, it's not easy to build a program, and they'll take on Wilson Central, which obviously has been established for a while. But yep. We'll take them on tonight. It's homecoming already.
Already?
Yeah.
It's already, man.
According to their schedule on their website.
Also, it builds up to that last game of the year between Green Hill and Mount Juliet. If you're going to go to one high school football game this year, go to that game. I mean, just there are thousands there, and it's been a great game throughout the year. So we'll always delve into high school football no matter what.
Yeah, and so I'm, you know, filling in for you, doing a little bit with Fox 17. So last week I was at Independence Centennial. The atmosphere was awesome. I mean, the student section, I got there, you know, an hour before kickoff, and the Williamson County Schools was doing their game day show there. The student section was already just rocking.
Nice.
And saw a great football game.
My man Jamal Stewart at Centennial doing great.
Well, and Independence was up by two touchdowns, I think, at halftime. I ran into Kevin Dyson, who's, you know, the principal at Centennial, and he's like, man, you know, not looking good right now. And I was like, Dice, you've been in these games before. Come on now. Centennial comes back, takes the lead. Independence forces overtime. It goes to overtime. Ooh. And Independence throws a pick in overtime, and then Centennial is able to walk it in to win the game. But it was a great football game. Jamal Stewart is doing a tremendous job early on in his tenure at Centennial. But so my point in bringing all that up is you got to go check out a high school football game because the atmospheres are great. I'm doing another one tonight. I'm doing a BGA at Davidson Academy, which is going to be a good one. BGA's 2-1, Davidson's 3-0. So I'm excited about that one.
Did you get nervous when the game went overtime? Because you got to do those highlights.
Yeah, a little bit because – so – Jill asked me to do this, Jill Jelnick, and you and I had talked about it too. I have reported, like I've done this stuff, it's what I went to school for, but I've been a radio guy for the last decade, so I was a little out of practice.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to remember how I used to write highlights and stuff, and I realized like as soon as I started doing the highlights, in my head I'm going, crap, I wrote too much. And because they go quick.
Yeah.
And so I had to adjust, and once I, you know, got through the first hit, I was like, okay, I'm good now. You know, like I know what I'm doing again, and it kind of came right back to me, so it was fine.
Well, I think you did a great job. I watched down in Tuscaloosa. I think you did a good job. My thing is I write bullet points now, but I rehearse.
Right.
I go over and over, unlike this show, which I don't rehearse, but I go over and over over with the bullet points and get it done. And I always I hate when TV people say, take a look at your screen. Because you're already watching TV anyway. I used to say, hey, look at your screen right now. I was like, so I had to stop doing that, get away from that, and just like, all right, have fun, drop a few one-liners in there, and go for it. But bring the energy. Nobody wants to see boring people. Bring the energy. Always remember that.
Yeah, but I'm excited about this game because, you know, Jonathan Quinn at Davidson Academy.
Former McGavick High School graduate.
Yes.
He's a winner.
Yes, played in the NFL. Right?
With MTSU, played in the NFL.
And then Jonas Rodriguez is at BGA. He was an assistant coach at FRA when I was there.
Oh, really?
And I haven't seen him in years.
Is he any kin to the Jonas brothers?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Will you ask him that on TV tonight to win?
Alex Rodriguez might be his cousin. I don't know.
Oh, nice. Okay. So he's kin to the Jonas brothers and Alex Rodriguez.
Maybe.
Nice. Well, that guy's connected, man. We
still
need to
looking
find more
forward
than
that to that. Coming up next, week two college football. There's a big game that everybody's going to be focused on.
Columbia, Missouri.
That's
exactly right.
That's right. But we'll look at some of the other matchups around college football next. It's Chase and Big Joe on a Friday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Hey, the NFL season is back, and so is our pregame show. Join Jared Stillman, Chris Sanders, and Derek Mason as they will have serious sports talk at Twin Peaks in Madison this Sunday from 9:30 to 11:30 as they break down the Titans' Week 1 matchup against the Saints. Nothing goofy. Our NFL pregame show is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment and The Beast Unleashed. Chase and Big Joe. Here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game, we're going to be out at Legends Club on Monday for Brent Peterson's golf tournament.
God, already that time of year?
I know.
To me, that's when hockey starts.
Yeah. I call it the back to school because he's got the dinner Sunday night. It's like the back to school dinner. All the players were there and coaches and stuff.
Let me check my email for that.
It'd be good. I mean, look, you're Big Joe. You don't need
to show up, right?
Show up. Be like, hi, I'm Big Joe.
I'm like, where'd you park my car?
Yeah, I'm not parking your car, but.
No, big golfer, Joe? Big golfer?
I'm a great golfer.
Yeah?
I'm a scratch golfer.
Love to hear it.
I do a lot of scratching out there. I'm golfing. I'm the worst golfer. Although I did win a nice Seymour putter one time. I won a putting contest.
Seymour putts?
I did. I sank about a 60-foot putt one time in a putting contest, which was purely luck. And I won. I won a nice putter.
There you go.
Not bad.
So college football week two, a full slate of games. I'm just going to throw a few games out that I think are intriguing, and you give me your general thoughts on them. Let's start with the guy that everybody is talking about, and Fox has, I guess, signed a contract with Colorado to air all their games. I don't know. Colorado at 1-0 hosting 0-1 Nebraska.
I think that'll be a great game. Nebraska – had that tough off of Minnesota. Matt Rhule's a good coach, but can that hype extend to this week now? They're going to be at home, and it's going to be loud, sold out, and everything. And I don't know, man. You like to see this story, Deion. A lot of people just can't stand him and what's going on over there. And
yeah, because they don't like different. They don't like.
There was a picture after the TCU game when Deion was hugging a TCU player, just being nice.
Yeah.
And somebody said, of all the coaches in football, he's the one you don't want hugging your player.
Yeah, he's probably
like,
recruiting.
Come to Boulder. They're all doing it. They're all doing it.
And here's the thing. This is what you asked for, and this is what you got.
Beautiful. Exactly right.
Because, you know, I'm sure he's not legally supposed to be like, hey, why don't you come to Colorado, right. You know, right after a game. But basically he can be, and he can get away with it.
That's right. You're right.
And so if you're playing to the rules that are available to you right now, then you find every loophole and crack in the armor, whatever.
Amen,
that you can,
brother.
Yep. And you do it. So that's exactly what he's doing. So all these coaches that want to complain and moan about it, then okay, then do something. Like you're the ones that, you know, let this happen.
You're exactly right. So I don't know. I think Colorado wins, but I think Nebraska puts up a good fight.
Yeah.
Nebraska could right their ship with a big win over Colorado.
Colorado is a 3-point favorite in this one at home in their home opener. So that one is certainly one.
What time's that game?
That is a 11 o'clock kick.
So that's 10 in Denver area?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's an early game for sure. Another one that I am intrigued by is in New Orleans as Tulane, 24th ranked team in the country, hosts the 20th ranked team in the country, Ole Miss.
That's going to be a really good
Ole Miss
game.
A 7.5-point favorite. But, yeah, I like this matchup.
It'll be a battle of the two best college uniforms right now because some of those uniforms that Ole Miss are wearing are great, and Tulane with those green are good. Again, Tulane with a shot to knock off a Power 5 and to make another example of a Power 5 team like they did USC in the Cotton Bowl. But, you know, it's tough to go against Ole Miss got some players on that team, and they know what's at stake. And there'll be a lot of Ole Miss fans at that game.
Here's another one that I'm intrigued by the line. It kind of makes me think. Texas A&M heads to Miami to take on the Hurricanes. A&M only a 4-point favorite on the road. Miami unranked right now, but both undefeated at 1-0.
Well, remember last year, Miami played Texas A&M really well. Mm-hmm. Texas A&M beat Miami. I was watching the game. It was on TV a few weeks ago. Texas A&M beats Miami. The announcer says, well, at least Miami will get back on track when they play MTSU the following week. And we saw what happened there.
Yeah.
So, but I think Miami is a team looking to be relevant. And, again, how I feel about Jimbo's. Hope Miami wins by 90. I really do.
Okay, you may wonder why I'm bringing this up, but I'm intrigued by it. App State, North Carolina.
No, both I get know. It. In-state battle, man. State
and you, I mean, UNC is a heavy favorite, but – App State, we know they know how to bring an upset.
Oh, they went and beat A&M. Was that last year they beat A&M or 2 years ago?
Yeah, everybody talks about Michigan, but they've had others.
Yeah, they have. I don't know. Carolina looked awfully good with South Carolina.
Well, didn't they beat Tennessee, or did they almost beat Tennessee?
App State, almost. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's right. Yeah, probably should have.
So that's a good one that. That I think will be fun. Obviously, the game of the weekend is in Tuscaloosa, Alabama hosting Texas. This was a great football game in Austin last year. Great football
game. Alabama handles them pretty well.
Do you really?
That Alabama defense is a swarming defense. That's not bad.
But don't you think there's more pressure on Sarkisian, you know, with the hype with Texas and is Texas back and move into the SEC that, you know.
I think if he was playing Alabama State, yes. But you're going to go to Alabama, you know. So
yeah, but I mean, this is like a preview of the SEC, you know. So I mean, I kind of think there's a little. I mean, not like his job's on the line pressure, but I mean, there's some pressure there.
They said it could be
he's playing daddy, you know,
largest game day crowd in Tuscaloosa ever.
Yeah,
not talking stadium, but in the city of Tuscaloosa.
I believe it. I bet you can't get near it.
When I was there last week for the MTSU game, they were selling parking spots for this game a week ahead of time.
Were they really?
$100 or ahead of time selling parking spots because, you know, people would be going to the MTSU game and going to get that. But this is a game Saban loves. You know, it's funny, you know, Rick Stocksell talked about this last week Bama, you're probably, oh, Bama off, you know, last year off year. They lost two games by 4 points to two very good football teams on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So Bama's not gone anywhere, and Saban really – I'm going to say it here. Saban wins a national championship this year. He's done. I think he's gone.
I'm telling you, he had some swagger at Media Days that, and I looked at everybody and I said –
Nobody's talking about him.
I looked at everybody and I said, be worried.
Yeah, right.
Daddy's back.
Yeah.
Like that was – he was walking through there here in Nashville, and it's like he knows he has something that nobody knows he has.
Yeah, because it all changes after this year, right? Don't they go to the 8
it's
or 12
team playoff? Yeah. It'll still be an 8-game schedule, but it's about to be a 9-game schedule, conference schedule. Texas and Oklahoma joined. So I wouldn't be shocked if they win it this year and he announced on the field to Holly Rowe, like, hey, I'm done.
Yep.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Go to that $17 million mansion on the beach.
Go,
good for him.
And he'd go sit on Lake Norman. That's what he would do.
Yep.
With Miss Terry and be done with it.
Be done with it.
He'd probably, you know what? He'll do some TV. I think he would. I don't think he would like just go underground. I could see him doing some TV because he's pretty good at it and likes the spotlight a little bit. But
of course he does. They all do.
Quickly, some SEC games. Vanderbilt goes to Wake Forest. That's a 10 o'clock kick tomorrow. Pregame at 8:30 here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
I like to see Vanderbilt win that game.
I would too, but I'm nervous. They've shown me – they've won games. They're 2-0, but they've shown me some mistakes that worry me.
That Hawaii game wasn't – that's
yeah, well, even the start of Alabama and A&M, they were – you know, they were making some dumb mistakes. So they got to clean some of that up if they want to win. Wake is not the same team they were last year, but they're still a good football team. So definitely got to bring their A game. Your buddy Walt headed to Kentucky. Eastern Kentucky takes on Kentucky. Should be a good one.
Yeah, you maybe. Hope. You hope.
Tennessee hosts Austin Peay. And then MTSU headed to Missouri to take on the Tigers.
Yeah, that's a very winnable game for Middle Tennessee State.
They've
done it before.
I think so.
And we talk about Alabama, and I said again, there was a lot of good things that Middle did in the game against Alabama last Saturday. It should have been probably 14-7 at halftime. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. I know that story, all that. Just don't make any mistakes. But it's a game Middle can win. If Middle wins this game, don't be surprised.
Yeah. And then one more, Auburn going to Cal.
SEC teams going west don't do well regular season.
Mm-mm.
Do not do well in the regular season. Tennessee has not done well out there. They lost to Cal. Remember 2008? UCLA 2008.
Yeah.
Cal 2005 or 7, whatever it was back out there. SEC teams don't do well. So that's a tough one. Is Justin Wilcox still coaching Cal, the former Tennessee defensive coordinator?
That's
I think he might be. I'm not really sure.
Question.
Let me check.
He is.
He is? Okay. Yeah.
Was that your Kenny the Mailman?
Yeah, let me check my Street and Smith here and see what I got. He's Justin Wilcox out there. He is. He was with Derek Dooley for 1 year down up in Knoxville. Now he's out there in California.
By the way, Henry, and you know this Henry on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoundy.com, says Joe is the only guy I've ever played golf with who almost hit himself right between the eyes with his own golf shot.
That's very true. He witnessed that twice. He has done that. Yeah. By the way, in Henry, I don't know why Henry is one of the best golfers ever. I mean,
oh, Henry's I've
rocket
seen Henry,
shots.
Yeah.
If he could stay sober, he'd probably be a good golfer.
Where's the fun in that?
True, right? Exactly right.
Coming up next, we'll give you some picks for the weekend with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. He will join us. Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Big Joe Dubin, getting ready for another weekend of football and opening weekend in the National Football League. As we do every Friday at 10:30, say hello to Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. Lee, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm here in Miami, and we got a big one down here, Texas A&M and Miami. Maybe the biggest game ever for two teams coming off losing records. If Miami loses, they'll probably go from 60,000 at each game down to about 25. If Texas A&M loses, we'll hear talk about buyout for Jimbo Fisher, and who knows, maybe even a a brawl between Jimbo Fisher and Bobby Petrino on the sideline.
Are you? We can only hope so.
I'm glad you brought that game up, though, Lee, because I'm curious about it because, to me, the line feels a little short at 4.
Yeah. So, well, here's the thing. So I know these two teams real well. I get to go to a bunch of the Miami scrimmages, and last year they were just soft. This was not a real good team. But they actually dominated the game. They had 175 yards rushing. They got into the red zone 4 times last year. Big goose egg. Could not score a touchdown. Actually missed a field goal. Had a field goal blocked here. Now, both teams are much improved. A&M, I mean, this kid that got quarterback, Connor Wegman, is really good. You're going to see them flashing up on the screen. He has not thrown an interception. 6 starts. When that happens, you know what that means. That's the kiss of you know what. Mm-hmm. I think that Miami's going to bring it here on defense. They've shown absolutely nothing here. Their cornerbacks are still mediocre, but I think Miami can run on A&M here, a much better line. When you see their line, you're going to be like, wow, this looks like an Alabama line. They even took one of Alabama's starters at guard. They took Central Florida's best lineman maybe in the last decade. They have 2 guys they brought in as true freshmen, 6'6", almost 350 pounds. So I like Miami here because home field will be big. Last year, Miami, a bunch of illegal procedure penalties here. I think A&M's going to be up against it here. Wrong team favorite. Miami outright, 27-24.
Okay, there you go. Thanks for that one, Lee. All right, Wake Forest hosting Vanderbilt. It's a 10 o'clock Central Time kickoff tomorrow morning. I've seen 10. I've seen 10.5. Wake Forest is the favorite team, though.
Yeah, and I think that they might be a little high. This line, I don't get. I watched the game, Wake Forest game, last week twice. Their offensive line is subpar. They lost 3 offensive line starters. They gave up 4 sacks to Elon, and it should have been 4 or 5 more. Mitch Griffiths, I mean, the guy is serviceable. That's it. I mean, the difference from him to Sam Hartman is huge here. The Wake offense is all about hitting on vertical pass plays. If Vandy can limit them there, I think they got a shot here. Visitor also 5-0 in this series against the spread here. I think Wake Forest escapes here 30-24.
Okay. Ole Miss taking on Tulane down in New Orleans. Ole Miss favored by 7.5.
Yeah, Tulane has been thinking about this game. You know, through playing the game, I know when you lose a game the next year or even a few years, you have that game circled. They lost 2 years ago, 61-21 here. So this is a completely different team than 2 years ago. They were decimated. At one point, Tulane had 14 of their 22 starters out in 2021. So I think they're ready to go. Michael Pratt, I'm not sure what kind of NFL quarterback he is, but he's their emotional leader. He gets the job done here. Most handicappers last week loved South Alabama to upset Tulane. Tulane dominated the game here. I think Ole Miss is going to score on Tulane, but I think also their defense you cannot trust yet here. Ole Miss in a barn burner, 45-40. I think the Green Wave plus 7.5, where they're 16-4 against the spread at home the last 4 years.
Okay, writes that down. That's a good one. The game of the weekend, Alabama hosting Texas. Bama, a 7-point favorite.
I was expecting to hear in August, in all August, about this quarterback battle going on there, but it never materialized. After 2 practices, I heard Jalen Milroe just took over. Always been a really good runner, but his passing, if you watched last week, looked great. He was right on point. Quinn Ewers, I thought he was going to turn the corner. They are just not hitting on any pass plays more than 20 yards down the field. His offensive line, I think it's average at best. Rice hit him probably 5 or 6 times so hard I was wincing. And he's got no Bijan Robinson here in the backfield to keep Alabama honest here. Last year, Alabama probably took Texas a little light coming into the game here. Not going to happen this year in Tuscaloosa. 2 words here. Roll Tide, Alabama, 34-24.
Okay, Alabama big. Now to the NFL, week 1 of the NFL season. Jacksonville takes on Indianapolis. The Jags favored by 5.
Yeah, this Jacksonville team, I think that they're going to be a dangerous team. You know, last year, I mean, at the end of the season, you did not want to play them. They came back from 27 down to the Chargers. almost beat the Chiefs at home here. And now Indianapolis is going to start Anthony Richardson. He barely played in college. I think 14 or 15 starts in his entire career here. He's a runner. He doesn't have Jonathan Taylor to help him out with a run game here. And just think that Jags defense, once they get the lead, they're going to dial up some exotic blitzes here on AR-15. Give me the Jags here. Big. They double up. Indianapolis, 34-17.
And then the one that we're paying attention to here, Titans will travel down to New Orleans in the Superdome. They'll take on the Saints. Saints are a three-point favorite.
Yeah, so Derek Carr is certainly going to help out New Orleans. There's no question about it. Their quarterback play was not good at all last year. But when he was on the Raiders, you would see him on the sideline. They would show him, and you could just tell his disgust for the defense. I mean, they couldn't get, you know, these big stops, couldn't get turnovers and get him the ball back. Let's look at the Saints' defense here for last year. They were 32nd out of 32 teams in pass rush win rate, 29%. 31st out of 32 teams in takeaways, just 14 takeaways, 17 games. 29th in third down conversion rate, allowing 41.6%. And 24th in run defense, 131 yards per game allowed. It's easier to teach run blocking for an average line like Tennessee than it is to pass block here. If Henry gets 6, 7, 8 yards on first down, it's going to take the crowd right out of it. Second and two, second and three is an easy call. I just don't see this New Orleans team and defense getting turnovers here. I like Tennessee. I think they're going to play with the lead and just keep running and running and running some more. Titans here, wrong team favorite, 23-17.
We like hearing that. And then your free play this week, they have to call the number Buffalo -2.5 against the Jets in Rodgers' debut.
Yeah, all eyes will be on that game. I'm hearing tickets starting at like $450, $500 MetLife Stadium. So you want to get that game, I have a real strong opinion. Just call 800-400-9741. Again, the number 800-400-9741. I'll give you Buffalo and the Jets, the first 10 callers. And check out the new website, ParamountSports.com. We're celebrating our 30th year. Got a bunch of fun stuff up there. And if you also like watching other videos on big games like Colorado, Nebraska, you know, all the big ones, got Notre Dame and North Carolina State. Check those out. And our first 40 to 50 unit selection of the year, we rate our plays from 10 to 50 units. Our 40 to 50 unit releases, 61 and 20. The last 15 years, every play the last 5 years, you can see I've given out to my clients on the homepage of the website. So if you'd love to come on board, now's a real good time. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Appreciate it as always, Lee. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, joining us as he does every Friday at 10:30. He gives you some picks. Coming up next, I'll give you some of my picks for the weekend and give our final thoughts on the Titans and the Saints and a big football weekend. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Broadcasting live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. MTSU football, 93.3 Classic Hits. Tomorrow they take on Missouri. Big Joe will be on the call with Chip Walters. Kickoff at 6, pregame coverage at 5, and again, 93.3 Classic Hits, the app, or 93.3ClassicHits.com. JoJo, should be a good one.
Yeah, leave it up there today. Excited. I've never been to Columbia, Missouri.
I would like you to report back where Chip takes you to dinner.
Yeah, okay. The whole crew was going out tonight to eat.
Because I've heard that there's good spots to eat in Columbia, Missouri.
Who told you this?
Sources close to the situation.
I love it, man.
I got sources.
Precious.
What you doing over there? You're just organizing?
Precious, yeah. I got to print out all these game notes. It helps I study, right, once in a while?
Yeah, no, it's good.
Did you ever study for the ACT in high school?
I went to like a prep class for it, and I still didn't do great on it. But
my son's got it tomorrow. It's like a five-hour ordeal. I don't remember it taking that long, the ACT.
Okay. You've touched a nerve here.
Okay.
What does that, like, you will never take another test like that again.
Ever.
Except for that. So correct. What does that prove? Because, like, there are people, and I don't know if your son's this way. I was this way. I tested poorly. Like, I was not great at tests. I was better Like, if it was a – if my teachers learned in high school, like, if it was something that I could write it out and explain it, I knew what I was talking about. But if it was, like, multiple choice or, you know, just true or false or things like that, I just didn't do well at it. And so I was – I knew the information, but I was better if I could just explain it to you.
What did you get?
I don't even remember.
I took it four times. I made a 19 each time. Then my daughter goes off, takes it, makes a 19. I was like, come on, honey, you've got to be smarter. You have to be smarter than I am.
I mean, I think I was in the 20s, but I don't remember.
I just remember in high school there was a friend whose mom, sister dated a guy who worked for standardized testing and said, if all in doubt, check C.
Yeah.
So I just always check C, and I got a 19.
I would do that too. Yeah.
But I know guys, we've had a guy on the show who made, I think, a 9. We've had a guest on the show who made a 9 on the ACT. And we've had, I know guys have made 34 on those, man. So it's just the ACT. So God bless all these kids taking the ACT this weekend. It's just, and the pressure. And I had no idea what a proctor was. Thought it was a doctor, as we all know. And then it just, I don't know, I was not good at it either.
I know. And like to make you go sit 5 hours on a Saturday morning to do it. But that like your future is decided on this.
Tied to that.
You know, it's just,
now I couldn't get in college. With my GPA in high school and my ACT scores, I couldn't have gotten into college.
Now, I think they both do it now, but the one of them, it was either the ACT or the SAT added an essay portion, and that saved me because, like I said, I was great at writing, and I was much, much better at that, and so that helped me a lot. I think it was the SAT, and they may both have it now, but I'm glad I don't have to do that again. So
yeah, so good luck with it.
It would be weekend. What would be hilarious is to have us now take some of these tests.
Yeah,
because I guarantee you I would do terrible.
What if we did worse? I mean, we've actually regressed.
And what would be funny about that is it would prove our points. It would prove 17-year-old Chase and 17-year-old Joe's point of, I'm never going to use this. This doesn't matter. Why do I have to do this?
Well, I will tell you, the 17-year-old Joe was a complete disaster. 54-year-old Joe was not much better. So we haven't progressed much in life.
Yeah.
It sounds weird saying you're 54. It just sounds odd.
Well, you don't look a day over
52.
Yeah.
So thank you. It just seems odd. All right. What we got, man?
All right. Let's give out my tailor-made picks is what we call this. Do this, these picks every week. I will give out 3 for the weekend, and you can keep track on how good I was or bad I was or what have you. Only going to do one college, and then the rest are NFL. And I'll give Ricky credit for this one, but I like this one a lot. Cincinnati goes on the road at Pitt. This was my underdog pick, too. I like Cincinnati +7 against Pittsburgh. I think they went outright.
Is this college or pro?
College.
Okay. They got me confused there.
Sorry, this is
Cincinnati,
college.
Cincinnati looked good last week. Mm-hmm. They took down Eastern Kentucky pretty bad at Pitt. I don't know. At Pitt is always a tough place
to play, but I like the Bearcats. So mark that one down. Give me the Bearcats.
All right.
In the National Football League. Week one's always Chiefs are 0-1. I don't think you can learn too much from week one. There is a team out of the AFC I am very, very intrigued by. I'm intrigued by their quarterback. You got some people thinking that he's Kirk Cousins is a ceiling. You got some people thinking that he can go way beyond that. I like the Steelers. They're at home +2.5 against the 49ers. I think Brock Purdy, not there yet. I think the 49ers are good. I think the Steelers are better on Sunday.
Steelers are always so tough.
Home. So I like Pittsburgh.
That Heinz Field. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's the home. I'm not sure of a massive home field advantage for Pittsburgh and that state. It's just doesn't like a conforming to the Steelers. It's like, I don't know. Three Rivers was like, I know it's been gone for 25 years, but I don't know. I think I like 49ers to win.
Okay. Well, we're different on that.
I'm just saying.
Okay. That's fine. And then
amusement only.
Yeah, for amusement only. And then another one on Sunday, Miami Dolphins getting 3 on the road at the Chargers. I like the Dolphins to win outright. That is my lock of the week.
So Miami's got to go to Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
those early starts.
Tough place.
It is.
I like Miami. I like Tua. And Tua we trust.
And Tua we trust. Okay. All right.
So, but this, I mean, Tua versus Herbert, nice little matchup there. But and I think it'll be a good game. But I like the Dolphins. So, in college, I'm going Bearcats, Cincinnati, +7 against Pitt. Steelers, +2.5 against the 49ers. Dolphins, +3 at the Chargers.
Anything straight up? Are you going to Paula Abdul anything this weekend?
I mean, I usually play the spreads. But, I mean, I said outright on all of these that I think they win. So.
You said you did well last night with the money line.
I did. Took the Lions. Took the Lions last night.
What was your inclination to do that?
I just felt like there was going to be a little bit of the Super Bowl hangover. I felt even better about it when Kelce was out. You know, sometimes with those banner unveilings and all of that, that there's just too much hype going into it, and the Dolphins were going to have a nothing to lose mentality. So I felt like they'd get it done, and they did by 1 point. We'll take it. I thought, I mean, at the end, like when they. The Lions. Yeah, I what did I say?
Dolphins.
Oh, Lions.
Sorry,
yeah. Well, Dan Campbell used to coach the Dolphins.
He sure did. See, it all ties in now.
Titans and Saints on Sunday. What do you think happens?
Titans win. I think they get it done 20-10. I just think they a lot of Derrick Henry, a lot of unknowns for the Saints. No Kamara. Their backup quarterback got suspended for what, steroids or something. He's gone. I mean, it's just weird. Your third team quarterback gets so there's, you know, now you probably get media asking questions about that. It just takes away from the game focus. But I think you just heavy dose of Derrick Henry, play action, let the defense wreak havoc on Derek Carr. Ball game.
I think I agree with that. I think the Titans win. I think Tajay Spears factors in, scores a touchdown in his first NFL game and his return to New Orleans.
Are you gonna take that in your little for amusement only group?
I might, yeah. And by I might, I mean I will.
But it'd be good to get a nice win and come back here and take on the Chargers. And, you know, I'm not saying the win sets the tone for the season, but it goes a long way.
But we'd rather talk about a win on Monday than the fact that they've lost 8 in a row. Because if they lose, it's not, oh, they lost the first game of the season. It's they've lost 8 regular season games in a row.
Have a good weekend, brother.
You too. Enjoy Columbia. We'll talk to you Monday at 9, 102.5, 106.3. The game.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big.